It's time once again for our weekly edition of the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Air Cleaners, South Market Street in Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. We're talking Brenham Cub baseball on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Mnuchin and his all-star band, and as always in studio, our Sportsline mascot, Luki the Rabbit Badger, as we bring you another week of sports talk with a local attitude here on KWHI, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street in Brenham. And as you can tell, Mookie is particularly excited this week because we're talking baseball. Indeed, we are talking Brenham Cub baseball as the 2017 season is underway. And with us in studio, Coach Lanny Williams, members of the Brenham Cubs. And by the way, you can hear us in addition to KWHI on our website, kwhi.com, and you can watch us on our Facebook page.
Impressive.
Just like one of those TV talk shows, Coach.
That's impressive. You need to get Mookie some cough drops or something.
Oh, man.
He sounds bad, Ed.
We tried, and he took a finger off. Craig tried, and he lost a finger. So
he sounds bad.
We just stay away from Mookie and let him do his thing.
What's with all the new technology up in here, man? We got Facebook and cameras up in here.
It's not like the old days. It was just you and a couple of microphones.
No, it's kind of cool, man. You guys are stepping up in the world.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark's been busy.
I feel like I'm on Mike and Mike.
Oh, no.
You know, that's what I feel like right now. I'm on Mike and Mike on ESPN in the morning, you know. Kind of cool.
Unfortunately,
wait for Stephen A. Smith to walk around the corner. We have a conversation or something.
Now, does that mean I have to be greeny?
Yes, that's right.
Nebbish that, maybe it was a great ball game. It was fun.
That's right. It's pretty cool, man. I'm impressed.
We got it going on, Coach.
I could tell.
I'm telling you, it's happening. And what's really going on is we got some Cub baseball. The season has started, Coach. All's good with the world now.
It has started, man. We are rocking and rolling and had five games this past weekend up in Round Rock. And just some of us lost our voice and kind of tired, but had a good workout today and to bounce back from that and ready to go for the next weekend.
And I want to know, did you lose your voice on Marshall's triple?
I think that's the play you probably lost your voice on. Zach Marshall ran his triple. I was like so excited. Someone sent me a picture. I mean, the look on my face was like, how'd you pull that off?
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody. And the fist bump when he hit third base was awesome. We're going to talk to him about that.
I can't believe you made it. It was impressive. Probably one of the most impressive things I've seen my whole life.
There you go, Coach. I'm telling you. And we'll talk to him about that here in a minute. But as far as the season, the start to the season is here. The weekend as a whole, how do you feel about the way the team played?
I feel good. I felt, after looking back at it, I went back and watched some film Sunday and a little bit Saturday night. We have some work to do. I mean, we won four games and we're happy about that, but there's some things that we've got to get better at and that we will get better at. And I kind of told the guys today, don't read the press clippings. We still got work we have to get done and just a lot of things that we need to get better at doing as a team. Defensively, wasn't happy with our defense all around. I think we can get better there. I was happy the way that our guys spun the bat, but there were key situations where I felt like we didn't swing the bat well with the runners at third base. And I think in hitters counts, we didn't do a good job in that situation. But all in all, I mean, if I had the raters give us a grade, I'd say, a B, and which means that, A is available and we need to make an A plus. So But I feel like the effort and the energy of our guys is probably one of the things that I really am in love with this season, is that they do a great job of just really liking each other, really playing for each other, and never giving up on each other, which is important.
And you mentioned leaving some runners on base, but we noticed on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
When guys got on base, you drove them in. You took care of that on Saturday.
Right, and those things are going to come and go. I think that's just the ebb and flow of baseball. But what you don't want to happen is that you don't want it to be to where leaving runners on base are going to cost you. We had some key hits early on Thursday. Some key hits with two outs and situations that really helped us get us over the edge. Saturday, and we talked about those things, the night before, and just making sure that we came back out the next day. One of our goals is not to lose back-to-back ball games, and that's one of the things that we did not want to do. We lost a game that we felt that we probably could have won if we'd have played well against LD Bell, but the chips didn't fall in our favor at that time. But I really felt like our kids bounced back, went and had a great meal, and just came out ready to play against Belton, a pretty good Belton team, on Saturday morning. So it was good.
And you mentioned Belton, a pretty good ball club. Five ball games against five playoff teams.
Right.
These are teams that all made the playoffs. And Belton, they took the state champs to a one-run ball game last year in the best 2 out of 3.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Belton. They're always going to be they're a pretty young ball team when it comes to varsity experience, but it's still. It's a good baseball program. Mark does a great job over there. And all the coaches that we played, the programs are quality programs. And we knew that going into it, that we were going to have to play well and got some great pitching performances out of our guys. And that really helped us. Really, when you have guys that can shut down an offense like Chandler did and like Eric did, that makes what we do on the offensive end a little easier for us. And when we do things like that, when it comes together, it's a pretty cool thing.
And let's start out as we analyze the team, talking about the pitching, because mm-hmm. We did see some outstanding pitching performances this weekend.
Well, we had three guys. I think Coach Mark talked about today at weights this morning. We had all the guys there this morning. We had three guys that threw. I think Chandler threw 91 pitches in 7 innings. Eric Wellman threw 105 pitches in 8 innings. He had a no hitter going. Through 2 outs to the 8th, which I didn't realize that. Of course, I never realized that as a no-hitter, but he did have a no-hitter going into the 8th inning, which was great. He threw 105, and then Austin Durkowski, he threw 83 pitches in 7 innings. So those guys really did save us when it came to the arms just by doing the job, and they just got in 3 strikes.
And even on the last day, the 5th game in 3 days, mm-hmm. You got some solid pitching performances. Got a couple of innings out of some guys. Got a good starting performance in that 5th game.
Right, Seth did a great job in the 5th game. He started off shaky in the beginning, just putting runners on, and then once he settled in, we felt like he did a great job. And even Zach Marshall against LD Bell, we started Zach, and that was the other thing. Dane Acker didn't get a start that game. Of the weekend because his arm was kind of bothered him, so we pulled him back, and Zach Marshall got in there. And the one thing about Zach that Zach has had some issues with is just putting guys on. And I have to say, against LD Bell, I don't think he ever walked a guy. And so the bottom line is Zach got in and threw strikes. Now, unfortunately, when Zach threw a strike, they did hit it. And we just didn't make plays behind Zach in key situations, I felt like, for the most part. But he did get in and throw strikes, which is what we ask our guys to do. Get in there and throw it. Let's let the 7 guys or 8 guys behind you on defense play and give us a chance there to not be complacent by putting guys on, which is what I think Seth did in the 5th game that kind of cost him there toward the end. And then we run some other guys in kind of the same way, but settled in and got the win there too.
And talking now, not talking about the offense, strung together, I know you probably wanted to score some more runs, but you were able to get some hits, even though you did leave some men on base, but you got some hits, you got men on base.
Right. And that's, last year,
talk about last year.
6 games, right, guys? 6-7 games where we didn't score a run. And so, we had some great pitching, just didn't swing the bat well. But then it's not a typical Brenham team. That's not what we are. It's not what we are. And we, after the season ended last year, we got together over the summer, me and some of the guys, and we talked about some of our goals that we wanted to obtain. And one of the things is that we wanted to do coming the fall, we wanted every guy to swing wooden bats. No one picked up a metal bat until, they didn't do it at the high school. in fall ball, we played with wooden bats the whole entire time, which, you know, find a smaller sweet spot for our guys. And along with that, and some also, the guys also made a, they wanted to, the weights to be a lot more, where it was more strength-based. And we got it in the weight room, we got after it. And man, I can see both of those things definitely paying dividends with our guys now, with how they're swinging the bat to, you know, during the season. Today, I mean, Zach Marshall puts a ball on top of the white building during BP. And I know that Zach probably didn't want me to talk about that, but that's the last person I thought I saw do that was probably me, that put a ball on top of that building. But, and it's been a while since that's happened. But that was honestly impressive, but it just goes to show that the work that Zach is putting in along with the other guys. I mean, I saw Chandler chasing some home run balls today, and Chandler, you know, at a couple of ballparks where the wind's blowing in and one ballpark and we're playing in a big ballpark, he may have had two home runs himself over at Round Rock if it wasn't for the situations of the fields. And, you know, but that's all kudos to them for wanting to take that and try to be stronger as a team as far as the weight room. And I'm happy with that.
And, you mentioned, you know, working out with wooden bats. It just sounds nicer when a ball hits a wooden bat.
It does. The guys, man, I liked it, but I loved it watching us swinging the wooden bats. And at the beginning, I wasn't sure because I don't know if they were sure, but as it got going, I felt like the guys really did swing it well in the fall, and I think that carries over to now.
All right, and you mentioned you wanted to see a little sharper defense, a little better defense. Talk about the defensive makeup of this team and the things that you want to see out of them.
Well, you know, I think what we have is we have some guys that have played, in Dane Acker, who played a lot at first base last year. Zach Marshall played a lot at catcher last year. Tristan, who played a lot at third last year, and Davion, who played a lot at second last year. And what's weird about that is all those guys are now kind of at a different position, but they've all played, and they all play very fast and very well. Of course, you got guys like, Chandler in the outfield, Kyle Gerke, who's in the outfield, Hunter Avila in the outfield, and those guys got some quality time last year. And we just got Darvis back today, Darvis Watson, who's coming from basketball. He plays in the outfield, and, we got some other guys that are going to mix in there and do a good job, whether that's Pierce Weiss at catching, Marshall Coring at catching, and some other guys that are kind of getting in and trying to, you know, vying for time. But all these guys, other than maybe Pierce, if I'm not mistaken, have all played, have all had varsity experience or started a game last year, for us. So with that being said, there's a good nucleus of guys that have played. They may be at different positions of where they played for us last year, but they've all played somewhere. And I think they understand how fast the game goes. But, you know, we just got to make sure that we clean that up. And, you know, that was one of the things we worked on today, is just trying to get better there.
And you were talking about the outfielders, and boy, one thing that's not lacking the outfield, that's speed. You got some wheels out there.
Oh, my gosh, they can go get it. I'm telling you, I think Coach Mark says that Hunter Avila covers, you know, the half, a third, three quarters of the earth is covered by water, and then the other quarter, I don't know what Coach Mark says, is one of his quotes, but the other third
you never know with Coach Mark.
Covered by Hunter Avila. Yeah. But, no, Chandler was kind of gimpy to start the season, and right now he's getting his ankle back and back in the shape, and he's looking real good out there as well. But yeah, they go and get it. Not too many balls are going to drop for the lack of effort of getting the balls.
And talk a little bit about the attitude of this team, because one thing that really impressed me was you know, when we were in the dugout before the games, getting lineups and stuff, there was just a lot of laughing going on, guys having a good time. It was a very loose dugout.
Well.
Not too loose, to where it was, you know, a joke or anything, but just loose and feeling good about playing some baseball.
I have to say that this is probably going to be one of my favorite groups that I'll probably ever coach here at Brenham up until this time. We've had some special groups come through, and I'm not going to take anything away from anybody else, but these guys, first of all, they all like each other. There are no different cliques that we have going on, which I think is awesome. The other thing is, you know, there's some guys on the team. I'm not going to say any names right now. There's some guys on the team that, and there's times I got to get away from them sometimes, just say, I need to get away from these guys because they are loose, which is fun. But, Ed, I have to say, if you want to play baseball and be good at it as a team, you have to have that factor inside of it. And the one thing that I love about the attitude of the guys, and we've talked about this before, is that, you know, and they may mention it and they may tell you more about this, but we want some mean playing baseball players. I want some guys that don't mind going into a bag hard, to just play hard baseball. Just, you know, for the lack of a better word, just be a dog. You know, I don't want any pretty boys worried about how they look, and I call them cats. You know, they worry about the sweat, the wristbands. I just want some guys to get in and get after it, and that's what you're going to get from these guys. I think when you come to the ballpark, you're going to love the attitude of our team. They don't give up. They'll fight you to the end. And that's the thing that we as coaches want the most out of them. I mean, they're going to give you their best. And I think when the dust settles, win, lose, or draw, I'm going to be happy with their effort. They're not going to quit. There's been plenty of times in scrimmages and games, you know, the game against Midland where Eric has a no-hitter and we're winning, I think, 2-1 or 2-0. I don't know what the score was, but they came back and they scored two runs. And teams in the past would have shut it down, not just last year's team. Once someone got a hit of Dylan Lester, no, and these guys are part of that also. We would have just, well, we're done, but not these guys. These guys, I mean, they just fight back, you know, and I love that about them, because as a coach, when you got a team like that and you know that it's not over till that last out is made, it really isn't over till the last out is made. I heard the guy from LD Bell, there was, I think the score was 9-2 in the LD Bell game, and Chandler hits a triple. And Chandler comes up, and he gets in the third base, and he's like, yeah, he's showing some passion about making the triple. And the guy looks over, and I don't know if Chandler hears him. I hear him say, he says, man, the score is like 9-2. What are you excited about? And I'm thinking, that's the kind of player that I want. When the score is 9-2 and we're down, you're still excited about getting a triple. And that's the kind of teams, if you're not careful, we will come back and beat you with that attitude, because we're not going to quit. And honestly, probably another inning, these guys will probably agree that we had another inning to play, we might have beat them. But that's how I feel about them.
And perfect example you're talking about was open. It was first day, second ball game, play at second base.
Oh, yeah.
Runner goes in hard, knocks the ball loose. We wind up scoring a run.
That was Davion there.
Yeah,
and
Davion.
I mean, just stuff like that. I mean, that's what you want. And honestly, I thought they were going to say that Davion. I was going to ask a question. Did you say we went to the bag too hard? Because if you did, you're going to have a problem with me, because he can go into that bag hard.
Yeah.
He can't pop up. He can't slide past the bag, but he can go into that bag hard. And that's the thing that we have to have with this team, is just play with some attitude, have good positive energy and play with some attitude. Like, we are the best team on the field, no matter who we're playing. And I think our guys portray that.
All right, and we're going to talk to the guys here in a few minutes.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break, hear from our Sportsline sponsors, and when we come back, members of the 2017 Brenham Cup baseball team here on the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
Join KWHI this weekend at the 181st anniversary of the signing of the Texas Declaration of Independence at Washington on the Brazos State Park. A variety of activities emphasizing Republic folkways will be presented. KWHI will be there on Sunday at 1 p.m. broadcasting the Texas Independence Day program. This broadcast is brought to you by Glenn College, Chapel Hill Bank, Brenham Tire and Auto, Sonic Drive-In, Computer Helpers, Intech Pest Management, Citizens State Bank, Blue Bonnet Electric Cooperative, and Washington on the Brazos as a state historical site.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line Sports Talk with a local attitude. We're talking Brenham Cub baseball with Cubs head coach Lanny Williams. And coach brought some of the guys with you here tonight.
Got some of the guys here. Some of the guys may be straggling in. I got two more guys, I think, that are finishing up bullpens with Coach Mark, some flat ground work. But right here to my left, Chandler Joswak, one of our captains, center fielder. Left-handed pitcher for us, Davion Lockett, shortstop for us. Actually, I'm sorry, second baseman, middle infielder for us this year, senior. We also have Dane Acker, right-handed pitcher, third baseman. Zach Marshall, right-handed pitcher, first baseman. Pierce Weiss, right-handed hitter. Right-handed hitter and catcher. We have Marshall Coring, right-handed hitter and catcher for us. And then at the back to round it all up, we got Rose, who is our video guy. He came in to step in also to maybe have a couple of words to say, but happy to have him as well in here with us. And I think Kyle Gurka and Hunter Avila may sneak in on the back end of this too before it's all said and done.
All right, and so we're going to talk with the Cubs now. And first up is Chandler. What's going on, man?
Not much. Excited to start the season.
How excited are you to get things underway and have a good weekend like you guys had this weekend?
Very excited. Ever since the end of last season, we've been talking about it. We got together a lot this summer, and we talked we didn't want to have another season like last one, and we're trying to go for it all this year.
And what were some of the things that you were really excited about this weekend that you saw out of this team?
This weekend was the most exciting thing was just seeing our bats come together and getting hit after hit after hit and not every other inning or every three innings.
And as far as the pitching staff, you're going to be one of the anchors of the pitching staff as you take a last year. Pitching was the strength of this team. This year, you put some offense with it, and a lot of big things are expected. Talk about the pitching, though, this year.
Pitching's pretty much the same as last year. We have Dane Acker going to Rice, a very hard thrower. I know he didn't get to throw this past weekend, but he's a very good pitcher. We have Eric Wellman, some young guys, Austin Durkowski, Zach Marshall here today, all excited to pitch.
And as Coach was saying, I've had some had some outstanding performances in this first week, and of course the new rule is the pitch count and everything. But that's something as a pitcher, can you concern yourself with, or do you just go out there and throw your game and just not worry about the pitch count?
Honestly, as a pitcher, when you're out there, you just worry about throwing strikes. Don't worry about the pitch count. Don't worry about where you're at. Just throw strikes and get the out.
All right, and what do you feel is one of the things that you feel you have to contribute to this baseball team to be successful this year?
I think the main thing is as a captain, just make sure everybody stays up, everybody keeps their confidence up, nobody gets down, no tension on the team, everybody stays loose, like you said, in the dugout before the games, and just have fun playing the game and do our job on the field.
All right, thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is Davion, and welcome to the show.
Hello.
All right, and great to have you here, and how excited are you to get the season going?
Oh, I'm excited.
All right, what are the things that you expect out of this season?
The thing that I expect out of the season is just get win after win and just have a good ball club, and that's what I know we're going to have.
And talk about like Coach Williams was talking about the dugout and how loose you guys are and how much fun you guys are having.
All together, we're like brothers. Everybody loves each other. Everybody gets along. Everybody plays with each other, and we're just a very nice core group and just get along together.
All right, and what's going to be the key this year? What are some of the things you guys have to do to be successful this year?
We have to play defense. That's what we have to do to win the games.
All right. And as far as these first few weeks, you got a lot of tournaments, you know, five games in 3 days, next couple of weeks. What are some of the things that you feel that you guys have to see early on before you get into district play to feel good once you get started in district play?
Just make the routine plays and just swing the bats well and base running.
All right, and talking about base running, talk about how you felt when you knocked that ball loose in that game on Thursday and kept the rally going.
Oh, I felt great.
All right, Davion, great job.
Base.
Oh yeah, stealing home. I forgot all about that because Tommy and I were talking about the most exciting play in all of baseball is stealing home. How'd you feel when you got the cue to go?
Oh, I felt good. I told Coach I can go, and he just said, if you feel good, just take it.
All right, and what was the key? What did you see that told you you could steal on that pitcher?
The pitcher was in the windup. He was taking his time, and I was just looking at him and getting my lead. And I looked at Coach, and I told him that I could go on this pitcher, and he just told me, you got the green light, you can go.
All right, and also able to pop the ball loose, and another run scored right behind you. So picked up two runs on one play.
Yes, sir.
Nice play.
Thank you.
All right. So you think that's going to give you the green light now to a few more steals at home plate this season?
Well, it just depends.
All right, Davion. Great job.
Thank you.
All right. And next up is Dane, and welcome to the show. All right. And first of all, if you could just tell us how excited are you to get the season started?
Oh, I'm ready to get it going. Been waiting on this since last year, and senior year, got to get it going, and hopefully it goes deep.
All right, what are the things you feel are going to be most important to the ball club this year?
Just continue our hitting. Keep driving the ball up the middle or driving out of the ballpark if we can. It doesn't matter. Just keep hitting.
All right, and what's been the difference in moving to the other side of the field now? Because you were over there at first base last year. Now, all of a sudden, you're over at third base. It's the whole ball's coming at you at a different angle and coming off the bat a little different at you.
You definitely get a lot more balls at third than you do at first. And there's a lot more righties, it seems like, than lefties. So you're definitely getting the ball more. So you just got to stay focused and keep fielding the ball.
All right. And talk a little bit about, Coach talked about hitting and the offseason, hitting with a wooden bat to give you a better feel. How did you feel about that, about hitting with a wooden bat after all these years of playing with aluminum?
Well, I was the one that broke the most bats, so I didn't really like it too much, but, I mean, obviously it's helping us out a lot, and, I mean, I guess we can keep going with that.
All right, and what's going to be the key this year when district comes around? What's going to be the most important thing for this team's success?
Pitchers just keep throwing strikes. Just throw strikes. If you have to, just let the other team hit the ball, because we know we got people in the outfield. They'll make any play that they can. And infield is definitely getting better. So just throw strikes and let them hit the ball.
All right, Dane, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is over there in the corner. Who's over there in the corner?
Pierce.
All right, Pierce, there you go. All right, and first of all, welcome to the show. And how do you feel about the way the season got started?
Oh, I feel good about it. Just keep grinding it out, keep playing hard, and I think we'll be all right.
All right, and as far as getting the season going and working with these pitchers, what's been the most important thing early on?
Just staying focused. You know, working with your guys and your flat grounds and your bullpens, getting to know them, getting to know their pitches, and you know, just bonding with your pitchers, getting to know them.
All right, and as far as hitting the ball, I know that that's obviously important coming into the season. Wanted to get more offensive output than the team had last year. What's been the most important thing as far as trying to improve on the offense this year?
You know, just trying to stay through balls. You know, working your counts, looking for your pitch, and driving it when you get your pitch.
All right, and as you continue on. As you get, you got more a couple more tournaments coming up. What are some of the things you hope to get out of these tournaments? Playing five games in 3 days.
Just experience. Trying to keep improving. You know, we're trying to figure out the areas we're struggling at and improve those areas. And I think we keep working and we'll get there.
All right, Pierce. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, and all right, who's next? Oh, there we go. All right, Zach, you can lean on in there. There you go. What's up, big guy?
Oh, nothing much. Excited to get the season started.
There you go. So you caught your breath yet after that triple Saturday?
Yeah, I think a few days later, I finally caught my breath.
Now, I got to ask you about the fist pump, though. Tell us about the fist pump after you hit third.
I mean, I was excited to even get past second. So once I got to third and knew the ball wasn't coming, I was just... more excited than I've ever been.
All right. And talk about the way the team has started this first weekend and practices leading up to the first weekend. How do you feel things have gone so far?
Well, I think we're going really good right now. I think we're meshing as a team really well. I would say we're meshing even better than we were last year. We have a really tight group of guys, even from the guys coming in. Us seniors have been playing with each other since we were little kids. So those guys coming in, they just bonded right with us.
And as the season goes on, as the season progresses, what are the things you feel you have to do? What are the things that you're looking for out of yourself?
Well, I just have to focus on hitting the ball, playing defense, just backing up my pitchers. I know I'm pitching a little bit this year, so if they need me there, I'm just going to have to go in and throw strikes, and hopefully my defense can help me out.
All right, and as far as moving to first base, how's it feel to get out from behind home plate?
Well, I don't know. I'm still adjusting a little bit, not being in at every play, I mean, it's all right. I know that I'm going to have to get used to not being, like, out there, the vocal one all the time, but it's going to be all right. And I think Pierce and Marshall can handle the spot right now.
All right. And now that you've gotten, a few extra base hits under your belt, Coach going to give you the green light on stealing some bases now?
I mean, I think I had the green light already, but, I mean, I guess not.
All right, Zach, thanks for being with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, and next up is?
Marshall.
All right, Marshall, and how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
All right, talk about the season so far. How do you feel about the way things have gone?
I feel like we're doing really well as a team. We're bonding. We're coming together really good, and I just think we pick each other up when we need to, and we're just really close.
And talk a little bit about the way things have kind of developed as far as this season and seeing the way things are coming together so far.
We're coming together. I think the farther the season gets and the deeper we go, the more we'll come together and the more things will click and the pieces will just fall into place.
And as you get closer and closer to district play, what are the things you feel that the team and that you need to work on?
Just getting the routine outs. When we need to get the play done, we need to get the out, just need to make sure that happens. And when we have runners in scoring position, make sure we get them in, doing our part on that end, and just doing what we need to do.
And As district play gets closer, last year was a tough district. Every game seemed to be a one run ball game for everybody in this district. And so, how do you guys feel how do you guys feel when it comes down to these tough nail biter one run ball games? What's going to give you the edge?
I think our hitting's going to give us the edge. Honestly, I think this year we're swinging the bats a lot more. The way we get in the weight room, lifting, trying to get stronger, it's getting our bats, just helping us a lot on the offensive side.
All right. Thanks for being here tonight.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. And next up is?
Hunter Avila.
All right, Hunter, and how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Doing great. And how do you feel about the way things have gotten started here?
I think they started great. I think we're pretty confident about the way things are going now. We're also finding out things. Also, as we play ball and start seeing live pitching and all this kind of stuff and other players and really getting to see what little things we need to work at.
And I was talking with Coach earlier before you got here about the speed in the outfield. Talk about that because we saw you a couple of times this weekend chase down some balls and make some diving catches that other outfielders might not have gotten to. Talk about the speed in the outfield that you guys have got out there.
Speed is quick. We don't let any balls drop. All around, left, center, and right.
All right, and talk about the defense because that's going to be a key because it's going to be a tough district, going to be a lot of close ball games. How do you feel about the defense?
I think we're pretty confident, but I do know that defense is a big thing in the ball game. But I think we'll pick each other up. Whatever happens, we'll move on to the next play and always support each other.
And how excited are you that you've got over these next couple of weeks? You're going to have just a ton of ball games. You've got, I believe, 16 ball games in the first 3 weeks of the season. How does that feel to get that much baseball in?
I think it puts a smile on all our faces. We've been working to this moment, and we're ready for it. We just need to go out there and go get it.
All right, and once district gets here, what's going to be the key?
I think the key will be just picking each other up, keeping it going, getting Murph out of the dugout, putting it in their dugout, and going and get the win.
All right, thanks for being with us, Hunter.
Thank you.
All right, and next up is...
Kyle Gurka.
All right, Kyle, and how excited are you to get this season underway?
I'm really excited for this senior season. We've been playing with each other since we were about 8 years old, so this last ride is going to be really fun.
All right, and as far as the key to the season, what's going to be the key this year for this to be a successful year?
I think the key for us is to make the routine plays on defense and then just the hitting with runners in scoring position to make sure we get those runs in.
All right, and as you get ready for district play, you take a look at the district. It looks like it's going to be tough again this year. It's going to be a tough game every night of district play. What do you feel is going to give the Cubs the edge?
I think that our competitiveness is going to give us the edge because we're a really competitive bunch.
All right, and as far as your contribution, what do you feel that you have to do to help contribute and make this a successful season?
I got to play my part in the outfield for sure. Our outfield is really fast, so if the ball goes in the air, we feel like we can catch it anywhere it's at, and then just doing my part at the plate to help the team win.
All right. Kyle, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
We'll see you at the ballpark on Thursday.
Yes, sir.
All right, and Coach, as you listen to this group talk, what are some of the things that that crossed your mind when you were listening to your guys?
Just how close knit they are. I think that's probably the biggest thing for me. I mean, they're all saying the things that we as coaches have been saying to them, and I like to hear that. It lets me know that what we are saying is taking effect. They are listening to what we're telling them, and just making sure that our guys, you know, are just on point with being team players. And I know that this is not, they're not just giving us lip service. I really do feel like these guys really mean what they're saying.
All right. And we'll get back to you in just a minute.
Okay.
One other guy sitting behind over there that we missed because he's sitting behind the equipment over there is...
Alex Rosenbaum.
Alex, how you doing?
They call me Rose.
It's Rose.
Just, I don't know how I got that name, but I guess it just stayed.
Your name is Rosenbaum.
I know, but
Rose.
That's not what I...
You have red hair. I mean, put it together.
It's orange.
Well, all right, well, talk about what your job is with the team.
Whenever they hit, I video... They're at bats, and whenever they pitch, I get the video from the side, and then it helps them, like on their aspects that they don't do well, it gets them better.
All right, and this team, what's it like being around this bunch?
So it's a lot of fun. Like whenever we're like before the game, they're all like happy and stuff, but whenever the game starts, it's about the game, and like after the game, they're all good.
All right, and
they're ruthless. Like if they're winning by a bunch, they're just gonna keep scoring, and if they're down, they're just gonna keep scoring. It just doesn't matter.
All right, and as far as and you talked about the video and stuff, and that's nowadays that's an important part of the game, isn't it? A lot of guys, the video is an important part of the game, isn't it? Because the guys use that a lot. As far as looking for flaws in their swing or maybe something that they're doing in their delivery?
Yes, sir.
And so how important is it to make sure that you've got everything working and everything's right?
It's really important because, like, sometimes I kind of slack off a little bit, and then they'll tell me, and they'll be like, hey, you didn't get me. I'm like, sorry.
All right, Alex. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Coach, this is definitely one of the loosest bunches we've had in a while.
That's pretty typical. Well, I have to brag on Rhodes on a couple of things, man. What the job that he does for us is pretty phenomenal. He does a good job. He did miss a couple of things, but I also figured out where it was in the video, and so, but we couldn't get better as a team without what we see from him, and that's the truth. And we told him that your job is just as important as that guy throwing strikes for us, and he understands that. And this past summer, he came to me and sent me a text. He says, "Coach, you know, I think next year I'm not going to play baseball, and just wanted to get out." And Will Korn left last year and graduated. He's been doing film for the past couple of years. I was like, "How about this? How about you come with the varsity every game, and you be a part of the varsity, and you be our video guy? Would you want to be interested in that?" He says, "Coach, I just love being around the guys," but he didn't want to play. He's like, "So if I can do that, I'm all over it." So, he is part of our team. He is our team, and we have also the stat girls that are very important too, that do a good job there as well. And so, I mean, it's all a good makeup. It all works for us. It may look kind of chaotic, but for the Brenham Cubs, it works, and I really appreciate him, and then also the people who don't get to play as much as they want to, or the stat girls or anybody else. We couldn't do what we're doing and being who we are without those guys really being a part of it and doing their job as well.
All right, and one of the things that is part of Brenham Cub baseball, and it's something each year that we talk about is, do the guys grasp the history, the legacy of what it's about to be part of this program?
You know, I'll say this. These guys love playing baseball. Mm-hmm. I genuinely feel in my heart they do. I think they get it. But, Ed, I really think that these guys, they want to leave their mark on Brenham baseball. They understand mm-hmm. the importance of it. Absolutely. I can't see a kid that wouldn't come through our baseball program that would not come in the Farmers Park and not see the history. They get it, but I think they're also the kind of guys that they're not satisfied with just putting up a district mark. There's something that we want to do. There's a goal that's out there that we want to obtain that can be obtained, and there's going to be some work to get there. We understand that, but you know, we're just going to go tomorrow, just try to have a good practice, better than we did today. And that's our goal. And then we're going to look and see, hey, did we get better or did we get worse? We're not going to stay the same. And I think that's the mindset that these guys have. And that's what I love about them. They understand the history. They get it. We've talked about a lot of things. We've had John Peters come in and talk to us. He talked to the whole student body this past fall. They get it. They understand the importance of it. A lot of their dads were on state championship teams that play here. A lot of them, if you look in the program, Chandler's brother now plays at Corpus Christi A&M, and Cullen's doing a great job there. So these guys understand the importance of Brenham baseball and the importance of passing on the legacy and making sure that they do something great also with their season as well.
All right. And speaking of the legacy, I really hope we don't see, as much as I love and would like to see Jason Gurka do well, I don't want to see any New York Yankees T-shirts or caps around.
Why not? And that's
the evil empire,
man.
Coach. That's the evil empire.
That is not the evil empire.
That's the team.
That's the team that everyone wants to be on as a baseball player. I mean, it's either the Brenham Cubs or the New York Yankees. It's one of the two. I mean, so there you have it. So, but he came out and worked with us, man, and yeah. We saw him throw, and very happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Very happy to see that he got a chance to go back and get picked up by a team, and hopefully he'll get a chance to get on that 40-man roster and do well. But we're proud of him also.
And a whole slew of players at the college level
I think Dane Wunderlich. He's playing his last year at Rice. Cullen Joswalk is playing his last year at A&M Corpus Christi. And then you have, you know, Teddy Hoffman, Ryan Newman, Brock Bossy, that are all at Texas State. You got a slew of guys that are playing JUCO ball, from Jacob Stegen to Sam McAreath over at Blinn. Jesse Baker had a great weekend at UTSA. And Dakota Bruden's over at Concordia in Austin University there. He's playing ball there. So we got a lot of guys that are doing some cool things, along with Eric Weiss and Seth Spivey now, that are playing. Eric got invited to Big League Spring Training, so pretty happy for him. And Seth left last week to go to Arizona for the Rangers. And, man, just some exciting stuff that these guys are witnessing, that these guys are seeing. And, you know, when those guys come back home, you know, Blake Wilman's at Texas, and those guys come back home, and they're all working out with him or hitting with him, and so they see him, and they know that they're not any different than a lot of our guys are, and they got a chance to go do the same thing. We got three guys here that are are going to go off and play college ball. There's probably three more from Davion. I think Tristan went to Ranger today, and I got a text from them that he may sign with Ranger Junior College. And I know that Zach Marshall probably has a chance to go and play. So there's possibility of six guys off of this team that have a chance to go off and play college ball, which we're excited about. That's the kind of team that we have. And with those kind of guys on our team, I really think that's a good core of guys to go off and play some pretty good high school baseball.
All right. And now, if during spring training, Eric steps up to the plate and Jason's on the hill, does he knock him down?
Oh, he's hitting him. He's going to hit him. He's going to let him know.
Little chin music,
that's
at least.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Back him off the plate.
Yeah. He's got to hit him. Yeah. just to let him know that. I think Chris Andreas was playing in the minors, and Jason Gurka, they were both back at the hitting, working out for us, and they were working out. And of course, you got Chris Andreas, who's a left-handed hitter, Jason Gurka. I mean, Jason nails him at practice, and we just laugh. Like, that's what you get. You know, he's throwing about 92. Two-seamer inside, but it's a lot of fun watching those guys. So hopefully, you know, they'll get a chance to. I don't know. We'll see each other. I guess the Pirates are in Bradenton, Florida, and the Yankees are there also. So good chance he could.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll have to watch the Baseball Network and see.
There you go.
There you go. All right, well, Coach, it's always a pleasure, and we will see you Thursday for a whole weekend of baseball in the Brenham Montgomery tournament.
A lot of good teams coming in.
And then, of course, my favorite weekend is coming up a week from this coming weekend, and that is the alumni tournament when all the former players come back to town.
Right.
And the former Cubs come in, and they get to hang out at the ballpark.
It's going to be pretty cool.
A ton of fun.
Pretty good weekend the next two weekends. We have a big weekend coming up. I think Little League open ceremonies are going to be Saturday morning, if I'm not mistaken, and we're going to actually push back our games an hour just so we can have that, which I think is going to be cool. And got some neat things going on at Farmers Park now. We got a new scoreboard out there, which looks pretty phenomenal, which we're excited about. And
does it explode?
If somebody hits it, it will. we got that, and you know, we got a new locker room, just a new feel for our guys, and a lot of neat things kind of going around the ballpark. City's doing a great job. Guys like Casey and Dane are doing a good job there. Our baseball program comes out this week also, which we're excited about. It's a pretty cool looking cover, and excited about that as well. So right now, baseball and softball is doing well also, and just excited about the two teams that we have, and we both feel pretty good about both clubs and on the softball end as well, and pretty excited about what's going on right now with both programs.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it, and we look forward to being at the ballpark beginning Thursday in our first game from Historic Farmers
Sounds
Park.
Sounds good, baby. Man. We look forward to it. We're excited about it already.
That's it. I've got to keep Tommy from misting up, and we'll be all right.
Good luck with that.
We get a Farmers Park, and something just happens.
Is it
to
Tommy
him.
Or Dilbert? Which one is it?
Oh, Tommy's with us this year.
Top Dilbert doesn't mist up also.
He does, but, usually it's because his feet are cold. He doesn't wear any socks or shoes, and, you know.
So Tommy gets a little misty-eyed when he walks out there, huh? Did not know that. Good to know.
So we're looking forward to that. Going to have a good time.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it also, man. Thank you for allowing the guys to come here today. And I think, like I said, you guys will be very pleased with the group of guys that will be on the field this year.
All right. And just to correct you on one thing, not everybody in this room is a Yankee fan.
I think they all
everybody
are.
In this room is a Yankee fan.
I
buddy
think you
boy.
Should be. I think you should be it.
I would rather be dead than be a Yankee fan.
No way.
I'll tell you that right now.
That's so sad. that is, I mean, why would you follow a loser like
because
the Red Sox?
Big Poppy is my hero.
He's gone.
Big Poppy's my hero, and let me tell you something. The Red Sox, that's a team right there. They
the
don't
Red
go
Sox?
Out and that's a club. I tell you
oh
what.
Oh, my gosh, they're, Ed.
The problem
no.
is that the odds on favorite this year to win the whole thing. And
They're the odds on favorite to win the whole
the
thing?
The whole thing. Well, you
More
know,
than
you?
The Cubs.
Hmm?
More than the Cubs.
The who?
All right, man. I wish you the best of luck. I'm just going to tell you now, I'm sorry. You're like one of these Dallas Cowboy fans right now. I'm sorry.
Oh. Hey, are you kidding? We got a Super Bowl ring again this year. We're going to get a World Series ring again this
you're talking
year.
The Patriots?
Huh?
The Patriots? Is that what you're talking about?
The Patriots got a Super Bowl ring. The Red Sox are going to get a World Series ring.
I'm a Patriots
ring.
Fan. I love the Patriots. Got my Malcolm Brown jersey. I'm ready to go, man.
That's it.
I'm ready to go, but I am not a Red Sox fan, not at all. So,
All right. We need to switch you over from the dark side.
Good luck.
This is Thanks, the Burnham Sports Line. We've had the Burnham Cubs in studio. Thanks for being with us, guys. We'll see you on Thursday. All right. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more here on the Burnham Sports Line on KWHI.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners. 805 South Market Street in Burnham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a homeowner, we know you want to protect your largest investment. Save money while working with someone you know and trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few. The proud. The Marines.
The wait is over, and we are officially open at our new location. Hey guys, Tina here, excited to tell you about our new store located at 1900 Highway 290 West next to Brenham Dodge. Our larger showroom offers more items that are in stock and ready to be delivered to your home today. I am also excited to introduce you to Tina's house located inside Select Furnishings. You'll find trendy decor as well as unique treasures for your home. Why go out of town to shop when you can find unique, one-of-a-kind gifts right here in Brenham? Remember, when you shop local, you support your local community. We are easy to find right off 290 West on the two-way feeder road next to Brenham Dodge. So come by and see our newly designed showroom full of name brand furniture and let us make your house a home today. Our larger showroom offers more items that are in stock and ready to be delivered to your home today. See you there.
Hi, this is Victoria.
And this is Sam.
And we want to invite you to join us for the 127th Junior Mayfest this year.
It's free to register and costumes are very affordable.
Parents can register their kids at www.mayfest.org.
Our theme is A Ticket to Ride, and it's going to be an amazing theme park adventure.
We'd love for you to join us and register today.
We are going to have tons of fun.
See you there.
Back on the Burnham Sports Line. Sports Talk with a local attitude. And whew, always a ton of fun when the Burnham Cubs are in the house. Coach Lanny Williams and the Cubs with us here tonight on the Burnham Sports Line. Appreciate them being with us. And again, do want to remind everybody that they'll be hosting their portion of the Burnham Montgomery Tournament Thursday, Friday, Saturday out at Fireman's Park. Plenty of baseball to be played. And Tommy Baseball and I will be there to bring you all the action, and that will be Thursday night will be our first broadcast from the tournament right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. Now, tomorrow night, TL and I are going to be at Alumni Field as the Burnham Cubettes kick off the 2017 district softball schedule. They will be hosting Magnolia West, and Magnolia West team made a deep run into the postseason last year. And they're expected to do big things this year. So this is going to be a big, big test for this Brenham Cubett softball team tomorrow night against a very strong Magnolia West team. What a way to open up a district play. 7 o'clock at Alumni Field. 6:40 pregame right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And I hope you can join us out at the ballpark for all the action if you can. Me and Tommy Softball. tomorrow night on KWHI and KWHI.com. Now, the Cubettes coming off a rough weekend at the Dripping Springs Tournament. They played some very tough teams and did not fare as well as they wanted. I know they were disappointed in the way they played, but that all goes out the window starting tomorrow night. However, props going out to Annie Cangelosi. How about the game that she had against Dripping Springs? Three home runs in that ball game, four runs batted in. Unfortunately, the Cubettes came out short, 7-6, but big game for Annie. Three home runs, four runs batted in. And the Cubettes now get ready for that district opener again tomorrow night against Magnolia West. Also, want to take an opportunity to congratulate our good friend, Coach Rick Church. Boy, you want to talk about a first-class person and a great coach, but more importantly, just a first-class guy. And this past weekend, the Bucks at the Crossover Classic in Beaumont defeated Kilgore 7-1, and that was Coach Church's 800th career coaching victory. Congratulations. We're going to have Coach Church on in the near future with members of the Buccaneers. And so we're looking forward to that coming up in the near future. Coach Rick Church, members of the Buccaneers. And, of course, again, congratulations. 800 career wins could not happen to a nicer guy. And, again, we're looking forward to having him on in the near future. Also, we'll be talking Buck baseball in the future. Coach Harvey McIntyre and the guys, a nice weekend as they completed a three-game sweep of Wharton. Finished it off with a doubleheader sweep on Saturday, 2-1 in the opener, 6-3 in the nightcap. And nice win in that opener. Hunter Trinidad's walk-off homer in the eighth, always exciting. A walk-off homer. I did that once in wiffle ball. That's about it. Sam McElreath also homered and had a couple of hits in the nightcap as well when the Bucks beat Wharton 6-3. Bucks playing host to number 17, Navarro, 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon out at Leroy Dreyer Field. If you get a chance, get on out there. Check out the Buccaneers if you've got an opportunity to get away from work, or if you've got a day off, sneak on out to the ballpark, or you know, call in sick. Play hooky. Won't be the first time that's ever happened. So baseball, softball, cranking it up. What a way to get things started. What a great way to kick off the spring. And, of course, all the action here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And just want to take another opportunity. And I know I did so Friday night, but I got to do it again here. And that is to just congratulate my good friend and, boy, one of the best people that I like being around, and that is Coach Bruce King and the Brenham Cub basketball team. Another outstanding job. I think one of Coach King's best coaching jobs this year. They won the district championship with a team that you had no clue what was coming back. Two starters was it. Some new faces from last year's team. A team last year that finished second in the district. They came into this year, a lot of question marks, but they win the district championship and took an incredibly talented Brian Rutter team to double overtime before their season came to an end Friday night in Navasota. And just props going out to one of the just first-class people that it's been my pleasure to work with over the years, Coach Bruce King. Another great job with the Brenham Cub basketball team. And I know that they're disappointed that the season came to an end, but what a job he did molding that team together and turning that team from a lot of question marks into a district champion and just that close to moving on to the third round of the playoffs. This is the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Back to wrap it up right after these words from our Sportsline sponsors.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
This is the Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world, we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Air Cleaners. Cecil Meekins and all the folks make sure you look great in everything they do. And want to thank Coach Lanny Williams and the Brenham Cubs for being in the house tonight talking Cub baseball. Don't forget, we will be at Fireman's Park Thursday as we begin our broadcast of the Brenham-Montgomery Tournament right here on KWHI and KWHI.com. And don't forget, tomorrow night, it's Cubette softball, the district opener against Magnolia West. 7 o'clock first pitch, 6:40 pregame with yours truly and Tommy Softball on KWHI, KWHI.com. So for Heine Minush and his all-star band and our sports line mascot, Mookie the Rabbit Badger, I'm the sports doc, Ed Pothel. Have a great week. We'll see you again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel here on the Brenham Sports Line.